Esther Parakeh Pasuk Dalet. So Esther has approached the king against the law, risking her life, potentially sacrificing herself, which is something that for the Jewish people is a major theme in our ongoing existence, that Jews have stepped up and sacrificed their lives from going back all the way fighting against Amalek and going back to David HaMelech when he was just a young man going up against Goliath, moving forward to October 7th. Jewish sacrifice, sometimes it's accepted, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the sacrifice is unnecessary, I'm not going to make you go through with it. Esther doesn't know where she's going to rank on that scale of Jewish sacrifice. So the king extends the scepter and says, what is it you want up until half the kingdom? Not the whole kingdom, but half the kingdom. Remember, he's a kind of impulsive guy, so it's hard to know. He'll say one thing one day, and 10 minutes later, he might have a change of heart. But Tomer Esther Amal HaMelech Tov. So Pasuk Dalet says, Esther says, if it is good to the king, if the king thinks it's a good thing, if it pleased the king, Yavo HaMelech VeHaman HaYom. Let the king and Haman come today, El HaMishteh Asher Asisi Lo, to a party that I'm making them. I'm having it catered. Meisner is going to come with all the best chalent, maybe even some little hot dogs. Come to a party that I'm going to make. In fact, Asisi that I already have prepared for the king. So she's waiting even more, and she's keeping him waiting, which is brilliant, of course, because the more he waits, the more anticipation the king is going to have. He really wants to know what's going on, and he's kind of excited by the fact that something unusual is happening in the palace. Usually everything is pretty much the way it goes every single day, every day being alike. But here we have something unique, something novel. And so he's kind of enjoying it. He's liking it. But why Haman? And some of the Mefarshim say Haman is to start the king ruminating on jealousy a little bit. Why Haman? Why nobody else? Why not Haman? What's going on with Haman? Haman, of course, does not know it. He's going to see it the other way around because he is hugely egocentric. And so anything happening good to Haman, he's going to see as being the best for Haman. So, Vayomer HaMelech Pasuk Hei, so the king said, Maharu es Haman. So apparently he called back in the servants, because he's talking privately to Esther by extending the scepter. There's privacy there. Nobody else can overhear what the conversation will be. So he says, Rush Haman, hurry Haman up. Laso says Devar Esther, to do the words of Esther, to fulfill what Esther has said. That's interesting. Fulfill Esther's wish. So he's prioritizing Esther over Haman, which is the way it should be with the royal relationship, but also is a little bit of a statement of Haman being in his place, that he's beneath Esther. And that's something that Haman isn't going to perceive. Vayavo HaMelech veHaman el HaMishteh Asher Asasa Esther. And so the king and Haman came to the party that Esther made. It's interesting that we keep saying the party, the party, the party. It seems to be underlined by the text, by the psukim, that we want to say over and over again that this is HaMishteh Asher Asasa Esther, with a strategy, with a plan, carefully thought out. Maybe she spent those 3 days planning her plan of attack. She's using, not to be a sexist, but she's using a woman's weapons in a palace that is indubitably male-dominated. She's having a domestic picnic party, beautifully catered. Nobody would see any danger. Nobody would suspect anything. Haman's off his guard, and the king is off his guard. Va'vayomer HaMelech le'Esther b'mishteh hayayin. She didn't say Yayin before. None of them have heard talk about this, but I find it interesting that when it comes to Achashverosh, wine, a wine party, always helps. So the king said to Esther at the wine party, it might not have been meant to be a wine party. It was cheese, but now it's wine because Achashverosh is there. And that reinforces the message we've seen over and over again that Achashverosh is a drunk. Mash eloseich v'inosein loch. What is your request? And it shall be given to you. Interesting. Not I will give it to you. It shall be given to you. I have people to take care of that. And what is your bakasha? What is your petition? Bakasha is asking for something specific. So whether it's just a request, whether it's a petition, al chatzi amalchus v'seyos, up until half the kingdom, and it shall be done. You know, it will be done. Nice. So it's going to be fulfilled. He's giving her an open-ended type of promise. Again, Rashi says the undertone here is the Beis HaMikdash, which is physically halfway through the king's kingdom. And I'm not exactly sure how you compute that. Vatan Esther Pasuk Zayin, Vatomar, and Esther answered and she said, and again, the phrasing is great because Esther considers her answers before she answers. She's a beautiful contrast to Ahasuerus, who's a creature of impulse and knee-jerk reaction. Vatan Esther Vatomar, she answers and she says, she may say one thing, but there's a deeper meaning under it. She'elasi uvakashasi, my request and my petition are as follows. Ches im matzasi chen b'inei ha-melech v'mal ha-melech tov. If I have found favor in the eyes of the king, and if it pleases the king, lasei ses she'elasi v'lasoses bakashasi, to grant my petition, perform my request, all the way around, request and then petition, Yavo, and she's going, by the way, in order. She's mirroring the king in her language, which is, again, not something that's going to raise his hackles or make him suspicious. He likes it. He thinks she's passive. This is, again, I've mentioned modern scholars who try to say she's so passive. She's just very smart on how to work Ahasuerus. Yavo ha-melech v'aman al ha-mishteh el ha-mishteh asher es Elohim. Let the king and Haman come to another party that I'm going to make for them. Umochor e'esech dvar hamelech. And tomorrow, I am going to do the bidding of the king. What bidding of the king? I will tell the king, some of the Mepharshim says, Rashi say, esami v'esmoladati, I'll finally reveal where I come from. You know, but I don't want to let it out all at once because you got to tune in for the next episode. So come back tomorrow. We'll make another party tomorrow in case you didn't eat and drink enough today. And then I'm going to let you know everything. I'll let you know what I'm asking, so the anticipation will be over. I will let you know where I come from. I'll tell you the whole story. And Haman does not see in this the seeds of his own destruction coming. The train is coming down the tracks at full speed, but he doesn't see it. And instead, he's going to react in the opposite way, thinking that this is a sign of his own triumph, which it very much is not.